Welcome to Adventures in ESL Podcast, a podcast for K-12 ESL teachers who want to learn strategies and tips for planning for their English language learners. I am Millie, and I will be your host on this ESL adventure.
Welcome, educators. Before we get started, I want to share with you the engaging and highly effective lesson plans that I have available to you in my Teacher Pay Teacher store, My Adventures in ESL. To download these resources and to learn more, go to myadventuresinesl.com/store. I always want to start off this episode with some encouragement. And if you haven't heard it this week, I want you to know that you are an effective and hardworking educator. All the work that you are doing is valued. You are appreciated, and I want to thank you for your dedication and all the time that you put in to ensure that your students are successful. In this week's episode, I will share strategies on how you can support general education teachers in supporting recently arrived English learners in their classroom. I know that I can remember this happening just as if it was yesterday during my planning period. The school I was working for had welcomed a large number of refugee students. The ESL teachers were so excited. However, there was a slight panic among the general education teachers. The most common question we received from them was, how were the newcomers supposed to participate in the lessons? The teachers had valid questions about learning supports, accommodations, and social-emotional concerns. The concerns and questions were getting louder and louder. We knew as a team we had to do something to support the teachers and the students. That is when we as a team had the idea to have a series of professional development workshops for the teachers. Each of us led a section of the professional development, and the results of this professional development were astounding. Let me share with you some of the strategies that the teachers said worked wonders for them in their classroom with their newcomers after we gave this professional development session. The first strategy we showed the teachers is how to modify and scaffold assignments for language learners. We did this by providing a sample assignment and giving a list of modifications and then giving a list of scaffolds. It's important to note that you will need to explain the difference between modifications and scaffolds. Most teachers understand the difference. However, if you have new teachers or if they need a refresher, just make sure you give them a clear understanding between the difference between modifying assignments and scaffolding assignments. After we did this, the teachers then independently wrote down how they would modify the assignment and how they would scaffold the assignment. Within about 5 minutes, the teachers were able to modify and scaffold the assignments. This showed the teachers that modifying assignments and scaffolding assignments does not have to be a difficult task. It also made them feel extremely empowered. I would suggest you lead a quick mini session on how teachers can modify and scaffold assignments for their newcomers in their classroom. Give them a sample assignment that they can do these things with. After we did this, the teachers were provided with simple strategies on how they can do this for their students. And if you're not able to lead a session, meet the teachers during their planning periods. This was really great because after we did this, we posted the teachers' assignments around the room. They actually walked around the room. It's kind of like a gallery walk. And they saw how teachers modified and scaffolded assignments. And they took a lot from that mini session that we did. The second session was about how to be intentional about how you included language learners in the classroom activities and lessons. We started off by saying that newcomers can and should participate in all classroom activities. We gave examples of what this looked like and scenarios to avoid, such as putting them on an app while the rest of the class is doing an activity. Like I mentioned earlier, this requires you to be very intentional in your planning. One strategy we showed is calling names by pulling popsicle sticks. This encourages the teachers to be equitable when calling on students. We also provided strategies on how to include newcomers in your lesson. For example, this could be providing sentence frames to the students so they can actively participate in discussions, or if you have a newcomer, having them repeat what a peer said in that lesson that you did or discussion that you might be having. You can also have them point to an answer or pick an answer choice. So maybe have two choices. They can be visuals and have them pick one or the other. This does require some pre-planning and it will be worth it. General education teachers might need some additional support with how to make this work. So I offer to stop by and observe some of these teachers if they feel comfortable with having another teacher in their classroom and give them some feedback. You can also have them send over some lessons to offer some quick and effective feedback as well. In the last session, we shared how to use the ESL teachers as a resource. We let them know that we are not only the advocate for the students, but we are also there to advocate for them as well. In this session, we gave very specific ways on how we can support them throughout the school year. This will look different for different schools and different classrooms. My suggestion to you is to brainstorm how you want and how you can support general education teachers at your school. Be very clear and concise about the boundaries when you decide to communicate this to the teachers. If you don't do that, then you can run the risk of getting burnt out. And I do not want that for you. So set very, very clear boundaries for yourself. There are many ways you can support general education teachers on their journey to supporting newcomers. Use some of these strategies today to help you start their process. If you found value in today's episode, go to myadventuresinesl.com/store for the detailed lesson plan, which includes 2 full weeks of lessons and activities for your classroom. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye.
Thank you for joining me this week on Adventures in ESL. Make sure to visit my website, myadventuresinesl.com, for some freebies and special gifts. You can also subscribe to the show so you will never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, I appreciate it if you provide a rating on iTunes so more ESL teachers can learn strategies and tips. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and remember to stay positive and always have high expectations for your English language learners. See you soon!